On today's edition of the Barn in Depth, an FAA proposal would ground drones for many farmers and ranchers. A special report from the American Farm Bureau Federation is just ahead.
Nicely done, Beef. Your mouth-watering sizzle is the world's tastiest dinner bell. Get cooking at Beef. It's what's for dinner.com. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
What helps grow retail beef demand by 15%? Your beef checkoff dollar does, helping bring families to the dinner table on a daily basis. Brought to you by Colorado beef producers through their dollar per head beef checkoff. Learn more online at cobeef.com. Welcome back to today's edition of the Barn in Depth. A December proposal by the Federal Aviation Administration would require remote identification of drones in flight. The American Farm Bureau Federation recently submitted comments to the FAA regarding the rule. American Farm Bureau Federation's Congressional Relations Director, R.J. Carney, says the rule would require drones to transmit their location.
Remote identification is the ability of an unmanned aircraft or a drone in flight to provide identification and location information so that people on the ground, for example, law enforcement, would be able to locate and identify who it is that's flying that specific drone. That a proposed rule requires that drones utilize remote identification through two systems, the first being a connection to the internet. The second is a broadcast that directly comes from the drone itself.
Carney says many areas of rural America lack adequate internet access, including where farmers and ranchers operate drones.
Farm Bureau supports efforts that will create a safe environment for drones to operate. However, there are concerns with the lack of internet in rural America, and even more specifically, out where the farmer will be operating a drone, which would occur out in their fields over their ranch lands. This lack of access would ground drones for farmers and ranchers who currently do not have internet access.
Carney says farmers and ranchers need flexibility from the FAA.
Farm Bureau submitted comments to the FAA to finalize a rule that would provide flexibility for farmers and ranchers who cannot access the internet. So now we are waiting on the FAA to finalize its proposed rule concerning remote identification.
Once again, those comments from American Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director R.J. Carney. Learn more about the organization online at fb.org. Today's report is also brought to you by your Colorado Farm Bureau. Learn more online and become a member at coloradofarmbureau.com.
Colorado pork producers are dedicated to producing safe food and employee practices that protect public health. We are people and families in your community, your neighbors that are dedicated to contributing a better quality of life in those communities. For more information, contact the Colorado Pork Producers Council or visit porkcares.org. After all, pigs are the inventors of bacon.
For ag, news, markets, and more, visit barnmedia.net.